CliffCentral.com.
So let's go straight to Sean, find out what the latest is. Sean, of course, is the founder of Revix, Revix.com, where you can buy some cryptocurrency. You can trade in the indices that they've got established there. He'll tell you more about all of that at the end of the discussion. But there's a lot to discuss this week. I mean, we're back in the territory of, oh my God, I can't believe this shit's happening.
This is true. So Bitcoin is sitting at $64,250. That is a new all-time high. Ethereum has had an incredible week. I mean, it's sitting at $2,400. Yeah. I mean, just to put this in context, right? Ethereum was at $250 12 months ago.
Unreal.
So to sort of, I don't know, you can't even really exaggerate. The space is just going crazy at the moment. You're seeing so much institutional money enter the space. You've seen retail investors, you know, run into the space as well, because all of a sudden they're going, oh, well, this is not just this passing fad. Crypto is here to stay. Bitcoin's challenging gold. Bitcoin could overtake gold within the next few years in terms of market value. I mean, it's just absolutely out of this world. And I think if you had asked me when we started the show with you, Gareth, which is, you know, 24 odd months ago,
yeah,
where we would see Bitcoin today, I mean, sure, I would have been like, yeah, we'll see R1 million Bitcoin. I just didn't know it would happen this quickly.
Oh, so you would have said we'd get there, but you wouldn't necessarily put a timestamp on it. So that's interesting, because I do hear a lot of people, Sean, and I mentioned this earlier in the show this morning, and I don't want to quote them without their permission, but there are people who know as much as you, or perhaps just a little less than you, but people who certainly know more than I do. And they're saying things like, oh, this is going to go to $100,000 before the end of the year, maybe even more than that. And I don't think those people are wild optimists in the Bitcoin world. They're probably basing this on certain realities. Now, when people ask you questions like that, we've got to be clear. Sean is not some kind of oracle. Nobody is. If he was, he would have put everything he owns into Bitcoin, and he would have been, I don't know, six times wealthier right now. But none of us are like, none of us have a direct line to God on this. But there are things that we can look at to figure out where it's going to go. And that's really the point of talking to you every week, is you've been explaining to us what the underlying value of, you know, Ethereum, of the blockchain technology that people are using to build applications, where that might go. That's why it's going up. And it's also going up because institutional investment is coming into the Bitcoin space. We've spoken about Tesla. We've spoken about some of the big banks. So I want to talk about this quickly, because we don't really talk much about Revix itself. But you guys have some pretty good news, and Revix have just done something pretty incredible. Do you want to share that with us this morning?
Yeah, definitely. So this is sort of one of those Usain Bolt moments where you do that. We've secured our pre-Series A funding, which means that we are off to Europe. We are off to the United Kingdom. We are expanding. You know, we have got offices in Cape Town. So, you know, this is now allowing us to set up offices in Qatar, to set up offices in Frankfurt, and to set up or to sort of further grow our offices in London.
Amazing.
We've raised just over $4 million, which is super exciting. So this is actually awesome. The first place that we're announcing that, which is super exciting. And I mean, you know what it's like, Gareth. So yeah, when you guys build a business, and I mean, everyone that listens to the show, you've definitely started something, if not building a business yourself. I mean, there's blood, sweat, and tears as you sort of grow this little baby that you have that goes into a toddler, then goes into, like, you know, sort of sprinting, running. And now, you know, for us, it's sort of, you know, running around the track at full speed, and it's crazy. And I mean, it's so much fun. So I need to just thank everyone out there that supported us along this journey. It's been just, you know, the biggest gift of my life. This has been the greatest experience. And, you know, again, if you want to support us, you head over to www.revix.com. We are the best when it comes to customer support. We also get you the best crypto prices in the market. I think a lot of people don't really realize that. We've got a smart routing system that's able to get you better crypto prices than any single exchange. That's sort of one of the big USPs, you know, main selling points that we've been, you know, pushing over the last while. But yeah, it's a great time for us. The team's doubling. I will be gray the next time you see me, without a doubt. I mean, in terms of the payroll every month, and in terms of, you know, all the rest. But it's exciting.
So listen, man, well done. This is really great news. And we don't often talk about just Revix. We talk so much about the rest of the market and what's going on, and, you know, who's coming in and who's spending and who the big whales are and all that stuff. But it's really great to see that you guys are taking off into the stratosphere. And I'm just glad that all of us could be, you know, all the whole Cliff Central community could be part of seeing you succeed like this. And of course, as you say, the work is still ahead of you, but this is a space that's just growing and growing and growing. And what a story to tell after the year that we've been through. Amazing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, every single investor that's come on board, and we've had quite a few that have come on board this for this funding round, have all come through just Zoom chats. There's been not a single in-person interview or any meeting or anything like that, which is quite phenomenal. And yeah, Gareth, you know, the other interesting thing is Cliff Central was sort of the first big marketing push that we had. By big, I mean, you're talking a few thousand rand, right? So, I mean, back in the day, like sort of bootstrapping Revix,
sure.
We wanted to try something new, and we approached you to launch this in Cliff Central. And I mean, 3 years later, you know, that's how long Revix has been around. I think we've been sort of on the show for just over 2 years, and it has been the most successful marketing medium. So I think, you know, to a lot of people out there that are potentially looking at marketing your product and, you know, talking about your product and being able to actually have a very authentic conversation, because that's what these are, right? You're very honest and open about sort of where things are. You stutter, you mess things up. It's real communication.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, really, really important. So, you know, thank you very much for all the support as well. Yeah,
this is good. You see, I mean, I've known Sean for a long time, and I didn't know that we'd end up doing business together. And it's always complicated when you end up doing business with friends. But when everybody wins, and when so many of our listeners have been telling me that they're so happy that they decided to come on board and to buy some Bitcoin and to work with you guys at Revix, that makes me happy. We're making everybody, it's a win-win-win. We're making everybody richer. We're making everybody happier. We're sharing information that people want to know. There's no downside to this. And I love that. I love when everybody can succeed and everybody can win together.
And that's exactly sort of what we're looking to do with Revix, right? Because I think people don't realize that, you know, if you own a property and a lot of your wealth is sitting in your property and its property values are increasing, your net wealth isn't really increasing.
Yeah.
And a lot of South Africans are sitting in this position right now where you've had this big boom in tech that's happened over the last two decades or so in the US. You've sort of been excluded from that as a South African. You've seen all these other industries, whether it be biotech, whether it be AI, 5G technology, these all emerging now. Mm-hmm. And to a lot of people out there that want to invest in these areas are kind of going like, well, how do I do that? You know, these are the areas where, sure, you know, the high risk investments, most of them. But at the same time, this is actually how you grow your wealth. If you look at a wealthy investor, they allocate their money to these emerging industries and sectors because of the upside potential. And it's always a case of looking at the risk versus the upside. And if you're looking at Bitcoin right now, yes, this could easily go to 100, right? I mean, you've seen so much money enter the space. If at any pullback that happens, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch more money that comes in. People are just waiting for that. So I think it's just a really interesting time to be alive. And, you know, with Revix, we want to be able to enable you to invest in the areas that you believe in and obviously become wealthier and be able to climb, you know, your own ladder because of that.
Well, I think this is so awesome, and well done to your investors for also seeing a good company to get involved with as early as they have. And obviously, your success is going to lead to the success of all those people who participate in your platform. So let's all get involved. All right, I don't want to spend the whole morning talking about you, because there's lots of other stuff that we do have to address. You mentioned the price of Bitcoin at the moment, but there are questions. Andre says, and again, Sean is not going to come at this from the point of view of a financial advisor, but Andre wants to know, he says, if you had a choice, would you change your salary in, let's say, a company where they gave you this option, to be based on Bitcoin or any other coin rather than fiat? For instance, would you rather receive 0.5 Bitcoin than 450,000 Rand for the year?
Yes, but I'll preface that by saying that you do pay your taxes in a fiat currency. Mm-hmm. You also do have your just general living expenses in a fiat currency. And over the short term, crypto can go up and down, right? So that may mean that you have 20% less salary over a given month. It may mean that you have 20% more. Obviously, this would have been a fantastic strategy over the last 2 years or so.
Right.
But, you know, you do have the volatility. And sometimes, you know, is that worth it over the long term? Potentially. But, you know, you're only with a company maybe for 1 or 2 or 3 years, generally speaking. So, yes, but just think about your own financial situation. I actually can't provide, you know, a definitive answer. Something that we do at Revix, though, and they'll be quite quick with this, is that we do enable a lot of the contractors we work with to be paid in Bitcoin.
Nice.
Why? Because we are an international company. Paying rands is painful. And it's not because of exchange controls. I mean, we pay from an international company. It's just that exchange fees are really, really high. And crypto sort of circumvents that.
No, that's lowers the fees. Absolutely right. Here's a question from Robert, and then we're going to close it off for today. Robert says, Sean, I opened a Revix account and invested in Payment Bundle. I realized that my RA is going to be useless. Would you recommend I redirect that contribution to Revix options? Well, can I just say that obviously Sean's going to recommend that you redirect that to Revix. But you've been clear about this from the beginning. Rather diversify. So, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And if you're on the Payment Bundle, Robert, so I mean, I'd put some money into that. I'd put some money into some of the other bundles if you want, and then have some other assets as well. You don't want just one kind of thing. That's where people get burnt.
Exactly. Do not look at one investment. I don't care if that's Bitcoin. I don't care if it's the payment bundle, smart contract bundle, gold, you name it. Diversify. It's the only free lunch. And the only time that you actually really appreciate diversification is that when you've had one investment that goes really sour, and that's the big investment that you were part of. So in my opinion, just make sure that you do contribute to your RA. You get a lovely tax deduction for that as well. Diversify.
Yeah, and let's not forget that there were probably a lot of people who bought Bitcoin maybe 5 or 6 years ago who, for a very long time, except up to maybe halfway through last year, were quite sour about the fact that they'd bought all that Bitcoin. It didn't feel to them like they'd invested in something useful. Many of them sold out and made a terrible loss.
Oh, yes. And remember, this is going to be up and down. Like, we are sitting at 64,000. This can go up to 100,000, but it will pull back at some point. And it's not going to pull back, you know, back down to $5,000 or $10,000, but it is going to pull back. And, you know, again, no one can time that. Don't try to think you're smarter than the market. That's my best advice I can possibly give you. Just, you know, look at the long-term trend and contribute a small amount on a regular basis. That's something called dollar cost averaging. There's not enough time to really talk about that now, but that is the best investment strategy across the board. It doesn't matter what asset you're looking at.
I'm so proud of what you guys are doing. Revex is the first investment platform in South Africa to offer a behavioral loyalty and rewards program where customers can earn points that can be redeemed for Bitcoin. I'm going to say this stuff because then it doesn't sound like you're boasting. In addition to the funding that you've secured and that you told us about, Revex is also one of 21 startups and the only South African fintech business to be accepted into the world-renowned six-month Berkeley Blockchain Accelerator. Unbelievable. You're also one of 11 selected fintech businesses out of 500 applicants for Wave 2 of the Qatar Fintech Hubs Incubator and Accelerator Program. Sean, you guys are geniuses. Well done.
Thanks very much, Gareth.
Good to see
onwards
you,
and upwards together.
Absolutely.
Cheers, guys. Have a great week.
Well done. Sean Sanders, you can find out more by going and joining up with Revex today. You don't have to put a lot of money in. You know, you don't have to be rich to invest in Bitcoin. You don't have to be a gambler. You put $500 in if that's all you want to put in, you know? CliffCentral.com.